ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting question. And a lot of people ask this question. And that question is about astrology and, you know, whether or not we can refer to it, to predict the future or not. So the response to this question is no, this is definitely, it's incorrect, it's invalid, it lacks any kind of, neither any kind of religious nor any kind of scientific basis. It's a pseudoscience, to put it in one way. Of course, there are certain rules and prescriptions within Islamic jurisprudence related to such a thing. This requires a detailed and elaborate discussion. By way of passing, we can say that, like, for example, they say that you shouldn't perform the marriage ceremony while the moon is in the constellation of Scorpio, or these kind of things have been mentioned in hadith. So there is a sort of truth behind it to that extent. But the reason why it has been kind of frowned upon and it has been discouraged in the hadith is from the point of view that it should a person referring to such things. This person shouldn't have the belief that these things somehow play an absolute role in the destiny of a person. Like, let's say that a person refers to astrology and he comes to the conclusion that, for example, on such and such a day, such and such an event will happen. This person should realize that there is a way, just because the circumstances of these astronomical bodies necessitates such an event, doesn't mean that it should definitely occur and that this person has no way of thwarting it. You know, the person can obviously can sadaqah, he can give charity, he can do dua, he can make prayer. You know, ultimately, a fate of a human being is, you know, in his own hands, and also, you know, obviously it's in the hands of God Almighty, and, you know, his good deeds is what, you know, ultimately determines, you know, his destiny and what's going to happen to him. And if this weren't true, you know, we would have to negate free will, and we would have to negate, you know, obviously the fact that, you know, our destiny ultimately lies in the hands of Allah. Perhaps it's for this reason that in one hadith we read the following. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when an atheist asked him about the science of the stars, meaning astrology, he said, "It is a science whose benefits are few and whose harms are many. An astrologer contradicts Allah in his knowledge, claiming he is refuting Allah in his fate over his creation." So from this point of view, it's incorrect, but there is a certain basis to it. Perhaps, it's for this reason that once Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked about the science of the stars, and he said, "It is a science from amongst the science of the prophets." So there's a basis to it, but obviously with these reservations that we mentioned. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the science of astrology. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.